just like everyone else, welcome to the rude awakening to the bartender's ball. And here we are.
Here we are. Number, season two, episode two.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, just doing our thing. Whew. Don't judge us, America.
Nope.
No. Freaking A, how's the week gone, fellas?
It's doing pretty good. Just kind of, like that chocolate and that freestyle in there. It's a little weird.
Yeah?
It's been a little weird so far.
Yeah? Well, do you overall,
not for me.
I was going to say, is it not for, and I appreciate the not for you thing, because I'm about to go on a rant.
Okay.
We should have a warning thing for rants. Can you cue rant that up?
Rant coming.
Yeah.
Rant alert.
There is this huge, I would say, I'm going to use this word, and I feel like I'm using it in the proper context, pandemic, if you will, of people going on Untappd, which is, you guys know what Untappd is, right? It's pretty much social media for beer, and you rate beer, and someone will come in.
I believe you guys have like the little feed at the bottom of yours, right? That shows the most recent people that liked a beer or bought a beer.
So pretty much they run our whole menu system.
Yeah.
We run it through them. And then,
genius. Wish I came up with the idea.
Oh my God. It's such a beautiful idea. And it's, they actually have like a deal with like a operating system for point of sale too, which is pretty cool. And it's super easy to use. But anyway.
Nice.
Someone will come in and see something maybe they don't really drink. Like, maybe they're looking for a nice hazy New England, but there's not one on the menu. And it's like, oh, I guess I'll do a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
And normally when these type of people always add a mystical N in the middle of the word Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen?
They go Hefeweizen. Oh, and I'm like, where's that N in the middle?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Anyway, and then they'll rate it like a 1-star. And when you say, why'd you give our beer a 1-star? Oh, because I don't really like Hefeweizens.
Oh.
Well, then why the
fuck? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Why would you, A, order it, B, rate it, C, like, why wouldn't you just ask for something else? Maybe there's something in the back. Maybe we could do, like.
Or just ask for a sample of it first if it's not something that you like.
You'd be surprised. I have been making people believers.
Yeah.
Our sours aren't really sours. I think you guys can attest to that.
Yeah, I like the sours here, and I'm not really a sour
person. Yeah, it's a different style of beer.
I'll get people in, you know. I'll take a Hefeweizen, or I'll take a lager, or you got an amber, I'll take one of those. And you could tell they want to try more because the atmosphere is fun here every now and again. So I'll be like, you got to trust me on this. Try this. And they always end up loving it. Like our new strawberry banana, I'm killing people with that one. They love it. And
nice.
And the freestyling with chocolate is very popular.
Freestyling with chocolate and that new berry monsoon that I was drinking last time. I'll have one of those after this.
Yeah. We also have the peanut butter and jelly sour coming out pretty soon, in a couple of days. But anyway, I'm so flabbergasted that you have to rate something every time you come in somewhere. Hmm. Yelp has ruined it for us.
Oh, no.
Sorry, some people are trying to walk in the brewery trying to get some drinks.
People just feel our stardom through the walls.
Yeah,
every time people are like, I feel that there's people in there that are important or that I need to be in the presence of. And then they end up trying to come in.
Yep.
And we have to deny them every time.
But, it makes me feel good.
You know how they have sorry we're closed signs? We should just have like a sorry we're doing a podcast sign.
Yeah. So or maybe like an on air.
Recording and then it has a QR code that links to our podcast.
Oh my God.
Fuck. They're going to be like, these guys must be famous. Let's check it out. And then they go and they're like, oh.
Can we just get just
damn, I tipped that guy 8% one time.
A sticker for like each of our cars that just says, yes, I'm a white guy. And yes, I have a podcast. Please follow.
And only one QR code. Only 1/3 of us doesn't have a beard.
Hey. That's true.
I would if I could.
I know.
I'm just not a real man.
It's slowly coming in.
Just hey, you could do better than Steve Santos. I'll tell you that right now. You already got like 40 times the hair that kid has.
He is Asian, correct?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but yes, he is.
Well, I was just going to say, he's just to clarify for our listeners, his last name is Santos, but it is an Eastern Asian kind of reason.
He's from from Korea.
Okay.
Well, he's not from, he's from Mishawaka, Indiana.
Yeah.
I think his dad or his grandfather's from South Korea.
My buddy Jason, who's half Korean, whitest trash mustache and facial hair you've ever seen.
Loving every minute
of it. It's great.
Living his truth.
Doesn't the mustache doesn't connect quite in the middle. It doesn't connect down to the goatee, down on the bottom on the sides. And then just nothing over here.
Yeah.
Loving every minute of that.
Like a full Joe Dirt situation kind of thing.
Who doesn't love that?
Doesn't have to trim it. It's nice. Yeah, anything left to your rant?
No, I was going to say that that's the end of the rant, by the way.
Rant over.
Yeah, it just, that wouldn't piss you the fuck off?
I mean, it would, and it's funny that you say that, because at my restaurant, I was just talking to someone last night about how the way that they judge mistakes, as in, like, drinks that get sent back and things like that, they put it on the server as, like, you didn't explain the drink correctly to the guest that was getting it, or else then they would have gotten something that they liked.
That's and it's an really irresponsible way of looking at
it. It's stupid because it discourages people from trying new things.
Right.
Because people are like, I don't know, I've never had mezcal before. And the server's like, well, we actually, if you enjoy mezcal, we have a delicious pineapple mezcal sour on our menu. It's made with some fresh lime juice, some nice mezcal, some pineapple bitters. It's delicious. It's got a nice Tahitian salt rim on the top, a little dehydrated piece of pineapple. It's fantastic. You know, nice and smoky with the pineapple. Mezcal and pineapple goes very well together.
I'm looking at this menu, this drink menu. Why don't you surprise me?
That's it, man. And now we can get into another rant.
Yes. We've had three rants today.
Yeah. Two, another rant.
Two of them involved drinking earlier before the podcast. The other one involved me and my huge disdain for American cheese, which we can get in on another note. But yeah.
I want to say that we've even like touched on something like this before because it's such a poignant topic on here between two bartenders that when people walk in and they say, surprise me, if you're at a full service bar, you look around and you have everything from clear to dark spirits.
Right.
You have all kinds of juices under the sun. You got liqueurs and everything. I don't know. Do you want something tropical with 17 different flavors in there?
If you really hate them, you just go for the bar mat.
That's right. Because I don't understand where people think that they can just come in and be like, well, you know, I really do like tequila, but I also really like whiskey, and I don't want it to be too sweet.
Oh, yes, sir. Glass of milk coming up.
That's right.
Tall glass of milk for you.
I'll put ice in it for you, because you're a dick.
Yep.
Like, why? What on earth makes you think that they can just come up with some mastermind cocktail and that they don't have a million other things to do right now behind the bar instead of try to come up with something that you're probably going to dislike and then have to remember how to make that again. You're going to try and order it from a different bartender on the bar. He's not going to know how to make
it. You know, I've actually just thought of another similar question.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have gotten this a million times. What's your strongest drink?
Oh, yeah. Or what's your favorite? Sometimes pisses me off too, but not near as
favorite,
much.
I feel like that's a fair question.
Yeah, but then it automatic. Some people will, especially when like the girl asks in the or one person on a date asks, and the other person's like super skeptical, and they're just like, "Watch this. He's gonna fucking sell us the most expensive shit he has." And it's like, dude,
What do you like? I like whiskey on the rocks. I don't like whiskey. I don't like you.
Madam,
you asked me what I like, and I fucking told you. Yeah. So now what? Now you pick something that you like. That's how this game goes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
It's awful. Well, one of our favorite people that we've had on here before, Young Asia.
Yeah.
She would always ask me, surprise me.
Yeah.
For a drink whenever she comes to the brewery, and so would Megan. For that matter,
Surprise her with a double charge? Ding, ding.
No, seriously, I just can't. Whatever imperial, anything, anything that's over 10% or the highest ABV I have. We used to have this 13.5%, which might have been a little more after we took it out of the barrel.
Yeah.
Barley wine, aged in Colombian rum barrel. And oh my God, I would make her drink that all the time.
She wonders why her elbows are all scuffed up when she leaves here.
Just falling down. it's such a hit and miss game too.
The surprise me. It really is.
The surprise me. And also it's kind of dangerous in a day and age where people are allergic to literally everything.
I know.
It's like, dude, you want me to put my life on the line?
And then you put like to try our peanut IPA?
Yeah, well,
that's right. Coconut.
That's right. I just take a handful of peanuts and hit you with them. And if your face starts getting all red and dotty, then I'm like, ah, I'm not playing this game.
Not even a little bit.
You need to pick something. Perfect example. I had a woman come in the other day, sat down at the bar, and she's like, I would like a mojito. It's like, perfect. Here's some nice fresh squeezed lime juice, some real simple syrup, rum, muddled mint, and soda water. Does that sound good? And she's like, yeah, but I want to make it like a complicated mojito. Is that okay? I'm like, I guess.
I don't like the wording of it, but sure. Tell me what you want.
I bet I've heard of more complicated, and I can probably deal with it because I'm not too busy right now. She was like, all right, so I want to do it with Grey Goose instead. So vodka instead of rum. Okay. And also, simple syrup kind of really makes my tummy hurt. So
did she say tummy?
Yeah. No, pisses me off when adults use baby words like that. Like tendies. Can't handle that word. Cannot handle it. She's like, yeah, it kind of makes my tummy upset. And like, you know, the sugary and all. It's like, gets it very like, you know, acid refluxy and everything. And I'm like, okay. So just kind of just like a vodka soda with some lime and muddled mint. I can do that. Oh, okay. Cool. Now we're both on the same page. I'll get you your drink. Make it up for her. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's missing something. I don't know, but it's like it's just something's missing from it. And I'm like, it probably because it needs like a nice like sweetener to kind of balance it out, you know, a little bit. And she's like, I don't know. Could you give me some grenadine to put in it? And I'm like, no, grenadine's a simple syrup, so I don't want to hurt your tummy.
I don't want you to have to go potty time later.
Yeah, I don't want you to get the squirts later. So just so you know, grenadine is a simple syrup, so I don't want you to make that mistake on accident. Like, I can give you a little bit, and you can just add as much as you like, and we'll see if that's all right. So I give her like a little shot glass full of grenadine and let her add some, and she adds a little bit, and she's like, it's just not right. It's something's just not right about this.
This drink doesn't exist, ma'am.
Yeah.
Because you,
it's not right because yeah. you made a shitty right drink.
Because vodka, lime juice, grenadine, muddled mint, and soda water is just not a common cocktail that was ever good enough to be absorbed by the masses. So then she's like, can you just actually like, I'm really sorry. Can you please take this off my check? Okay, sure. I'll just stop all the work that I just did, take it off and not get a tip for it. And then I'll go ahead and get you something else that you like because you made up a shitty drink. And then she's like, I'll actually think about it. Sorry. But then she ends up ordering from the other bartender. Our bar is small enough that we hear everything. So she orders a cosmopolitan from the other bartender. And I just go over and I'm like, excuse me. I just wanted to let you know we do make our cosmos with simple syrup. Would you like him to leave the simple syrup out of that?
Oh.
And she was, oh, yeah, I guess. Okay. And then she had to sit there and drink the most disappointing fucking Cosmo of her life and pay for it this time because she wants to be all difficult and act like these.
She probably is all right with simple syrup.
Yeah.
She probably just didn't want to look like an asshole to you. She wanted it not too sweet. And so when you came back and you're like, that simple's in there, you want me to take that out? She's probably like, fuck, yeah, take it out.
Busted. Yeah.
I made you take it out.
Fucking okay.
Busted. It's like when people are like, oh, I have a gluten allergy, and then they just... They're just doing keto or something.
Right.
Like, or and you sit find there out later, beer. I'm like, hey, just so you know, this has gluten in it. And they're like, it should be all right. I'm like, oh, so you're not going to die?
A little
like
bit's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had one girl, Megan was sitting there too. I remember because I was working at Ivanhoe Park.
Yeah.
And this girl walks in and she like works at a restaurant down somewhere in Virginia. And she goes, just give me something cute. Give me like a cute beer. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
If there's one adjective I don't know how to describe a beer with, it's cute.
I mean, I was like, we have a beer that's pink.
This is a little cute.
I guess, yeah, I was like, we have a beer that's pink with guava. Oh, wait, that kicked. I don't. She's like, just something cute. Just give me like a cute little something. I'm like, I don't understand.
And the worst
and then
part
she
is.
She thought I was gay because I was wearing a shirt that said Cold Bear, please. She's like, are you a bear? Are you just a cute little bear? And I'm like, I could tell you used the word cute a little too much.
Yeah.
And it's probably why you're single. But here's a blonde. Leave me alone. And meanwhile, Megan's sitting on the other side of the bar like crying because she's laughing so hard at this whole interaction.
What you have to deal with.
Oh, it was awful. It was hilarious, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you just give me something cute?
No.
What the fuck does that mean? No. I got Prosecco.
Yeah, your adjectives don't work for drinks, bitch.
No, we gotta figure this out.
Can you give me something fluffy and like a little sparkly and it's something like passionate?
Here's what I can give you. I'll give you what my grandpa drank. Here's warm gin and a rusty nail. All right? You just deal with that, okay?
That's if you can drink that, I guarantee I will make you whatever you want.
Yeah, but you must will enjoy those. Everything. Everything. Here's some Hoodcello. That's cute.
Right.
Oh, man.
Enjoy it.
We got to get that shit back on the podcast, but we're not drinking it.
It just has to be below a certain temperature, and it's delicious.
Why is it always above a certain temperature? The two times you've brought it on the podcast.
We put it in the fridge for a while. The first sip was good.
You got to make like ice cubes out of it.
Yeah.
Charles liked it.
I don't think he liked it.
I think like nail polish.
I think he mentioned something about it the other day, actually, about how awful that was, but how he would drink it again.
Mixed reviews.
But he was a Marine. You can't really judge him. You can't use him as a judge for whether or not this stuff is good.
I will.
Oh, man. Your Westmoreland and your Westmoreland and Paramore Hoodcello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Damn right, sir. Those two streets do not intersect.
Cocktails that are delicious. I've been ranting and raving the last few days with you guys about this whole thing happening at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
It's a great little setup, celebrating Carnival and Mardi Gras, whatever. Which normally, like Cajun food, I'm out. I'm not a big fan of Cajun food.
But why is that?
You
don't like flavor?
No, I love flavor. I just feel like you can over-season something. And I feel like when you're pretty much dumping... Now, I can enjoy jambalaya every once in a while, but it's not something I reach out for. And when you're dumping literally everything in the spice cabinet...
Gotta love it.
If it's done so in taste...
Good. Yeah. It's so delicious.
No, man, there's an art to it, and I feel like you take the art away. And I also don't like fried food.
If it... Jambalaya's not fried.
I know, but that's the other half of the...
you don't like fried Cajun food?
I'm not a big fan of fried foods. Like, I'll eat French fries, sure.
Yeah.
And then chicken wings are, like, my main weakness in life. But I don't like breaded anything, really. Hmm. I feel like you're just cheating me out of protein at this point. And I feel like there's not really a whole... It all tastes the same.
Well, yeah.
Breaded or non-breaded?
Fair. Well, no, breaded... Like, a breaded fish tastes like a breaded chicken breast, in my opinion.
Oh.
You're pretty much cooking out all the natural flavors. Now, granted, there's not a lot of natural flavor in a fish or chicken...
I would say, for some of our listeners that are more culinarily inclined, that they would appreciate this. It's because I don't think they're frying it correctly. Because when you fry something correctly, you're supposed to encase it in batter so that it has, like, it's completely sealed in there. That way it kind of steams itself inside the batter and keeps all the goodness in, and not just, like, has holes in the coating and then lets out all the goodness.
So I was definitely raised by chefs, so I know how it works. I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
I'm just saying, if you're paying less than $15 for a helping of jambalaya, it's probably shitty jambalaya.
No. I don't. I typically, I think the last time I had jambalaya was like $18 from BJ's Brewhouse, actually. Which theirs isn't bad. I got it for free, actually.
Rest over inflation. I think you shouldn't pay less than $20 for a portion of jambalaya, because now that I think about it, Alehouse's jambalaya is like $16.99.
Right.
It is shit.
Yeah.
So, like...
BJ's Brewhouse is... It's menial. I mean, it's mediocre, but it'll do the job, and there's good flavor. I just know that there's better
jambalaya... It's
Alehouse
with makeup on.
...out there. Yeah, sure. And the beer tastes better.
Yeah.
We went there, and I went there because I went to Universal. I saw they were doing this program where they have a bunch of different tents with a bunch of different countries represented, everywhere from America to Jamaica to Germany. You could buy this lanyard, and you get like 15 items on it, and it's $70, and it's actually worth, it's pretty much worth it. Ended up buying three of them. And I got this Bloody Mary, and it was like one of the crazy ones. Like, I've never really had a crazy Bloody Mary.
With all the shit coming out of the top?
Yeah, this one had like, it wasn't super crazy, but it did have, you know, two giant shrimp, bacon, pickled okra, pickled green beans, a giant celery stalk, and what looked like a hush puppy. But when you open the hush puppy up, it was jambalaya. It was
nice.
Freaking amazing. Okay. It was really good stuff.
I'm down with that.
And the Bloody Mary itself was awesome. It wasn't too thick, which you can fuck up a Bloody Mary by making it too thick. That is the Cafe 22 Tango Bloody Marys are so they're good. They're really good, but they're so thick. You drink one, and you're down for the count.
Yeah,
you're
full
for the day.
I'm fuck Bloody Marys all around. I don't want alcoholic marinara sauce. Like,
oh, it's not marinara. It's good for you if you use it for the purpose it's intended.
It's like savory V8 juice.
And it's also like, why are Bloody Mary ingredients just like, what's the grossest shit we could put in a drink? Oh, olives with blue cheese stuffed in them. Like, sure, why not? Like, throw it in there. It's just
I love
like,
olives with blue cheese stuffed in them.
Fucking shit.
You don't like those blue cheese stuffed olives?
I love them.
Oh, I can munch on them all day.
I love blue cheese.
Don't put the jar next to me.
I like blue cheese.
You put it in
the olives
salty
are
olive.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm with it.
But if you Bloody
it's
Marys,
like licking a foot.
If you use them for what they're intended for, they work. You have a good strong one on the day you have a hangover, and it's gonna go away a little bit quicker than normal. And you're putting all those vitamins and minerals that you lost being hammered back into your body. That's why all of the vegetables and shit are in there. Not all of them, but a good portion of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the saltiness and everything.
I thought you were like Bloody Mary. It's a balanced meal.
Yeah.
It kind of is. It's supposed to be a meal in a glass. It's supposed to help you kick the hangover. But anyway, yeah, we wandered around, and it was a solid deal. They had a lot of... I had Bacardi number 8 for the first time.
Yeah. It's some good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not even that expensive at my bar. It's really well priced.
It for a rum, it was insanely smooth. Had a Coco Loco, this coconut lime drink with tequila and rum. And that was amazing from Colombia. Had a bunch of good food. I couldn't recommend it more. You need to re-up your pass.
I want to.
I would tell him to do it, but it's like him paying to do something in Florida that other people pay to do is just not really his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah, you should do it, though.
Universal's fun.
We went on two rides that day.
Donkey Ride roller coaster.
Yeah, in 2 days we went on two rides and that was it. We were just wandering, meandering, getting our steps in.
Was it busy?
Ish.
Yeah.
We had to wait until like the last hour the park was open and we got on Gringotts in 30 minutes, less than. And then we got on the Mummy in like 5, which is arguably the best ride in that park.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Mummy.
Me too. I'm a fan.
So fun.
That one. And we didn't even go to the other side because all the booze were on the side we were on. But yeah, it was a good time. I highly recommend it. And if you don't use your lanyard before Mardi Gras is over, you can use it for pretzels, popcorn, and water until you don't have any more.
And we are still in the nice first half of the year here.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
We'll get some good benefit out of it.
I would say so.
And my buddy Jimmy told me that on the promotional days like that, it's actually really cool because if you can slip back into the whole Diagon Alley part, that it's empty back there because only like the real fans and shit like that know that it's even back there. Mm-hmm. So when people are just going on these weird promo days, there's no one back there and it's empty.
Yep.
So if you want to actually go experience it with no crowds and be able to go into shops and buy shit, it's the time to do it.
That's the best time to do it. We've done a few like hotel stays there too.
Yeah.
It's only like 5 miles away from my house, but it's nice just to feel like you're far away. And you get
staycation.
We did it for our 1 year anniversary, and it was actually pretty awesome. We got like fast passes and shit, but also I'm a big fan of hotel bars. It's no secret. And staying at a hotel and getting to know your bartenders for future visits, it's really a good idea.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Fun little part of Orlando that we all get to take advantage of right there.
Yeah, I love Orlando.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any better. You told me one time if you got a job overseas, you wouldn't take it because your cats wouldn't be able to go with you. Remember that?
I think it's an overgeneralization, but
no.
I don't think it was anything along those lines.
I think we were pretty damn close.
Nah. I think you were just talking about like you going to work on that weird-ass cruise ship back in the day, and you were like, yeah, would you come? And I'm like... no.
Well, I feel like you said, and I quote, you've built a nice little nest for yourself in Orlando.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to leave it.
I'm not rushing to get out of here. I'm not.
I can imagine.
Because there's so many good connections, man. I can't tell you how many places I go to and see people that I used to know.
It feels like it's yours.
Yeah.
The whole city just feels like it's yours.
I've peed on it all at this point.
At this point, if you haven't puked or peed on the Amway Center, are you really from Orlando?
Yeah.
No.
Even what it used to be, you know?
Oh, I was... My second concert ever was the old TD Waterhouse.
Yep.
Blink-182 was a headliner, Cypress Hill, and Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We got concerts coming back.
I hope so.
Have you seen these giant festivals they're booking?
Like what?
Well, there was the Furnace Festival. Have you not heard of this one yet?
Not at all. Is it like a rock?
Yeah. It's like pop punk and post-hardcore and metalcore.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll tell you the lineup here real quick. Give me a second. I got to scroll back a little bit. So the day one is like Under Oath. You have Converge, 18 Visions, From Autumn to Ashes, Zayo, which hasn't been around in forever, Every Time I Die, Emery. Day two is Taking Back Sunday, Cartel, Evergreen Terrace. Day three is Killswitch Engage, Andrew W.K., August Burns Red.
When is this?
This is in September 24th through the 26th.
Oh, okay.
In Birmingham. A lot of people are flying to go to that.
That's kind of the time frame when a lot of the shows that are rescheduled, like the Bert Kreischer tour, I know.
September.
That I'm going to, that's in October.
Oh.
But that's when it got rescheduled to. And the Dance Gavin Dance show that I'm going to. Which we won't even talk about.
No, we won't get in deep on that one.
We won't get in on that, but, you know, just the greatest band of all time. they're playing in October as well. It got rescheduled. It was supposed to be this last October.
Uh-huh.
This last October, and now it's scheduled for that. So
I was actually on the way driving up here on the motorcycle. On the side of the building, it said the Sacred Clown Tour.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is now, I guess, rescheduled for September 28th.
Yep. Okay.
So it looks like we're still going to that.
I hope so.
Well, you're the one with the tickets. Yeah. I hope.
Yeah. I still have them. They're still in there.
Yeah, and...
it's interesting, because the only way that I have them is through...
Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
There we go.
The Ticketmaster thing, even though they still say August 15th, 2020.
Speaking of updates and updated things, so the last day I was at Universal, which was... Tuesday, I was with Chicken Parm and Melissa.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys have to listen to the podcast for a very live, on-air reaction to Drew figuring out that there was no wedding next week.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. And it turns out I was the first person that day to get a change of the date, other than that Facebook post that we
saw. Yep. He was like, oh my God, we never sent those out.
No. He's like, they were trying to remember if they had or not. And then, yeah, it was a whole thing. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Almost as hilarious as your rants. Yeah.
Wish he would have told you. Glad that I ended
up being
able to work.
I'll stand behind one Facebook post not being enough for a whole fucking wedding.
Well, they were saying, oh my God, what about the older people?
They sent out magnets the first time.
Yeah, so the new change of dates are beautiful, by the way.
Is it a magnet?
It's a postcard.
Oh. So I need a magnet.
Good news.
Thanks.
You have one already.
Yeah, I'll scratch the old one out. God.
Just glue it. Glue the new one onto the old one, and then it's a magnet.
Oh.
Yeah, you like how that worked.
Yeah.
At what point are you allowed to throw those away?
Immediately.
The day after.
The day after the wedding? Because we have...
Not when you open them.
We have a refrigerator full of them.
You know, it's one of those things where you just kind of, once you put it in your calendar, you just chuck it, right?
For some people, it's like a nice photo, I guess.
Some people put some money into them.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, none of those are cheap.
No, they're not.
You have no idea how much we spend
on. It's so funny
ours.
How much money and time goes into those, like, save a dates and getting the pictures done and the magnet.
Yeah.
Just for someone to open it up and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, weddings are the worst and most stressful thing I've ever
seen. You know, I'm pretty sure I tried to throw that thing on my fridge from like 20 feet away. You know what you do with magnets from when you were a kid and you were like, hey, give it a good little spin and see if it... Yeah, I don't think I ever straightened it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, planning a wedding is not fun. But based on what we were talking about earlier, you can gain a lot of Total Wine and More rewards.
Yeah.
From planning a wedding.
Or you can work at a bar.
I was working in a bar.
Yeah?
At the time. They sucked.
Yeah.
I actually bought the kegged beer for my wedding from here and then found out we couldn't do it.
Oh, that That's right.
Here being Broken Strings Brewery here in downtown Orlando. Yeah.
Which is our home for the time being.
Yes. Foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see. Updates to come.
Updates to come. Exactly. I think on that note.
Yeah. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. You got anything to add?
No.
Firing it off?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. They just announced 3 new Pokemon games, by the way. If you guys were wondering.
Nice.
Remake of Diamond Pearl and then a brand new adventure.
Speaking of game remakes, they're thinking about remaking Need for Speed Underground 2. The best one ever.
It really was.
I played that game.
They had the, what was that? The Doors, Riders on the Storm on that. I remember. Yes.
Oh my god, you heard that song every fucking time you loaded that game up.
For some reason, it was like the second song to play in the queue every fucking time.
And there was an Outkast song on there too, I remember, that was constantly.
Yeah.
And there was that Lil Jon song.
And Party Hard was on there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we talked about this before in season one where Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh.
They were very influential with a lot of music that people got into.
Yeah. I think Need for Speed. Like the Underground series really kind of tipped off. Like the other games that followed were not bad. Obviously, it was all pretty much just a ripoff of.
Before we go too far, Underground 2, just turn me on to Static X.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
They were all a ripoff of the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
But way more enjoyable for me because I can't stand the Fast and the Furious.
No?
Any of the movies. They're all stupid.
Huh.
They're all bad.
It's all about family.
Yeah, no, that shit's all terrible.
Did you guys ever get into, because you guys are a little bit older than me, Guitar Hero?
No.
Because I feel like a lot of people my age, like Guitar Hero is like, kind of got them into like even myself included.
Yeah.
Like kind of sent me, I was already kind of getting into metal.
Yeah, and you then, had access then,
like,
to
you
it.
Know, like. Kill Switch on there and stuff like that.
To see the musicality kind of like behind a lot of it, too. Like, even with, like, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, like, both of them, like...
Yeah.
I know my buddy got into drums because of Rock Band.
Yeah.
Like,
I kind of got into it when I started playing real guitar. It was the same time I was playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It was kind of like an influence, for sure.
Where I had just joined a band when Guitar Hero came out. So I was like... I just learned how to play. That was my mindset. I mean, I
had. Oh, you were one of those guys. Just play a real instrument.
Oh, you guys can't afford a real guitar, so you play Guitar Hero.
Well, you could buy a guitar for the same price as Guitar Hero. It might not be a good one.
A ukulele.
No, might not be the best one ever, but you could learn to play on it. But yeah, I kind of just had that mentality, which I wasn't like, oh, you guys are dumb for playing this, because all of my friends play. I actually went to school, Jason Kuntz. KUNTZ, great guy. He was the number 4 Guitar Hero player in the world.
Huh.
He does it on Twitch.
KUNTZ?
Yeah.
He's pronouncing his name wrong.
Yeah, it's cunts.
Yeah.
But he was a really nice guy, or he is a really nice guy to this day. He's like one of the nicest people I've ever met. And somebody like a year or two ago showed me this video of him where he was playing the song Faster by, or Master of Puppets. And every time they said master or faster or whatever, he got faster.
Oh, wait. You know that guy?
Yeah.
I've seen that video.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I went to high school with him. Nick, my little brother, was in ROTC with him.
Huh.
Yeah. And I worked with him at Best Buy. He was a really nice guy.
Is that like that's like a big video on YouTube?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
He's hilarious.
Small world.
He's
a ginger. Because I've seen that video.
Yeah. If it's the ginger guy, that's the one I know. Yeah.
Forget
Jason.
Wow. I just know I remember seeing that.
He's a master at winning sweepstakes too. That guy wins a lot more. His email should be I get free stuff.
Speaking of that, I'm gonna have to put in some DraftKings things on this NASCAR race this weekend.
Oh, you've been roped. Anyway,
I just gotta show Halsey that I'm a little bit better
than him or you.
Than him.
Oh man, when are you gonna bulk up and just do this lift off?
No, I'm sorry, man. I'll take being able to outrun him any day.
Take being able to walk through a door like a normal person any day.
That's right, man. I can squat. Like, just effectively, the way your body was supposed to.
Oh, I hope he listens to these one day.
One day, man.
One day.
One day.
And on that bombshell.
Whew.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Maybe under a new roof. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe under some new microphones.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Open donations.
Boom. Hashtag Cameron Good, we miss you.